Hello, welcome and hello, welcome to National Treasure Minute. This is the minute where we national
keeping this in unedited.
Hello, welcome to National Treasure Minute. This is where the this is the podcast.
We need a prompter. Oh,
welcome to National Treasure Minute. This is the podcast where we analyze, scrutinize, and celebrate National Treasure, the movie, 1 minute at a time. I am Hugh from HughKeen.com.
And I'm Sarah.
And today we're going to be talking about minute 12 of National Treasure. And minute 12 starts with a barrel being split open, a barrel of gunpowder. And it ends with Ian Howe, I think that's his last name, right?
Mm.
It ends with Ian Howe holding a pipe of some sort. Do you have any initial reactions to the whole minute? Anything memorable or?
No.
Okay. So it starts with the barrel being split open, and then Ian Howe split open another barrel of gunpowder, because I guess he's still searching barrels. And then we get Ben. Then Ben splits open the barrel that he found with the captain, and he scoops out some gunpowder, and then he finds the thing. What's the thing? What does he find?
You talking about the box thing?
Mm-hmm.
The box.
Describe what it looks like.
Well, I wish I had rewatched it, and I told myself I was going to do that today, but I didn't. And so, it has three. It's sort of brown looking, like wood maybe, and it has three squares on it, and they're decorated with gold something. But
yeah,
I don't know.
They're like images, aren't they?
Yeah. And so, what I was going to do is I was going to look at them to see what they were of.
Yeah.
And then I didn't do it.
Yeah.
So I sort of failed at my unimportant things.
I see. Yes. So the box is like wrapped in something, some cloth, right?
Yeah.
And he unwraps it, and then we see the four squares like you were talking about, and I didn't look into those at all either. And then he opens it, and there's a pipe. And what type of pipe is it?
A meerschaum.
Mm-hmm.
And I should know how to say that because I figured out it's, It said something about German on there.
Uh-huh.
Although now they're pretty popular in Turkey.
I see.
But anyway, I'll be honest, that's the only thing I really have for this minute.
Is
research on this.
From Germany?
Well.
Okay. Should we wait till the end then?
No.
Okay, we'll just do it now.
It's first recorded use, this type of pipe. Do we know when Charlotte happened?
Yes.
When it crashed?
You told us a few minutes back.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure you told us.
Do you remember what it was?
No, I can't remember.
Oh, I wanted to see if it matched up or not. Anyway,
okay.
The first recorded use of this type of pipe was in 1723.
Okay.
This material is composed... Well, originally composed of fossilized remains of okay, this is Wikipedia.
Okay.
Direct quote.
Okay.
So I hope I don't get sued. Fossilized remains of microscopic sea creatures that died and came to rest on the seafloor.
Okay.
Now, they usually get it from mines in Turkey, but it's not as popular of a type of pipe.
Okay.
There's some other kind instead that I don't remember what it's called, but it starts with a B.
Okay.
But anyway.
Interesting.
Yep.
Good work.
I think the carvings on them are pretty cool.
Yeah. What's carved into it?
Oh, I don't know that. But they look neat. And well, I just imagine the amount of work and concentration it would take to do something that small.
Yeah.
And you can't really mess it up. Well, you can, but that's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, the one in the movie is sort of like a castle because, and it's the part where the smoke would come out or where you would put the tobacco in, or whatever they smoke in. I'm assuming it's tobacco. The part where you would put that in at the end, the bowl part of the pipe, is actually carved as a turret from a castle, which I thought was pretty neat because it's got like the sort of the Tetris style top on it, you know, blocky.
Sure.
And then it's also got a horse that's being ridden by a soldier, I guess, sort of on top of the castle. And we probably should have looked up what all that stuff symbolized, but
that was my fault.
We didn't. Let's see. So they pull out the pipe, and then Riley says, "Is it a $1 billion pipe?" And Ben and Ian ignore him, and then Ben hands the pipe to Ian, and Ian says, "It's a meerschaum pipe." So Ian begins to explain to us what a meerschaum pipe is, which seems interesting because he hasn't given us anything intelligent yet in this movie. So for him to suddenly be able to give us a factoid about something they've found, which is usually Ben Gates's job, was an interesting turn in the script, I thought. No comment?
No.
You're not even paying attention to what I'm saying. You just are paying attention to how I'm talking. Okay. So I thought that was interesting. And then I said, let's not forget the temperature and how Ben Gates removes his gloves to unwrap and hold the pipe.
Oh, there! Don't even get me going on temperature. They need to have their faces covered if it's that cold. I don't buy any of it.
Well, it's not windy inside a ship.
But it's still cold.
Yeah. But usually you cover your face when you go outside in the cold because, like, the wind's going to chap your lips and it's going to blow against your face.
No, because your nose gets cold.
Not all of our noses get as cold as yours.
Yes, they do. Maybe not as cold, but they all get cold.
Big assumptions here.
Or your cheeks or something. Even if there's no wind, if it's that cold.
Okay, I agree. They don't want to get frostbite on their faces.
Yes, but clearly they do.
But going along with your point, they shouldn't ever take their gloves off.
Yes.
And he like has his gloves off the whole last half of this minute.
I didn't notice.
Because he took his gloves off to unwrap the box, and then he holds the pipe in his bare fingers when he hands it to Ian. So
poser.
What?
Poser.
Oh, poser. So do you have anything else for this minute?
Nope.
So I'm going to read the screenplay.
I think I did. Go ahead.
Again. For today. So Riley has jumped down into the room where Ben is, and they are opening the barrel that Ben has found. Riley says, "There's gold in there. I can smell it." And excited, he watches as Ben lifts the lid to reveal more gunpowder. But Riley is undaunted. Maybe it's in another barrel. But Ben sticks both arms into the barrel he opened. Ben says, "The captain was guarding this barrel for a reason," which is a much better line than the one he had in the actual movie, because he's making a statement instead of asking a question. It still doesn't really go with the logic of, like, why was the captain guarding the barrel? But I think it's better than the line of dialogue he ended up having. Gunpowder spills all over the floor as he roots around in the barrel. And then he finds the box. And it is labeled Little Hunting Creek, Virginia, which I don't think the barrel in the movie actually had a label on it.
I don't think so.
So that's different. Ben opens it, revealing an ivory pipe. Ben says, Riley, do you know what this is? Riley eyes it disappointed. Riley says, I'm hoping a billion-dollar pipe. Then Ian enters the captain's cabin, and Ben and Riley have emerged back up from the trapdoor room into the captain's cabin. Ben says, Ian, look at this. Ben shows him the pipe. Ian glances at it and is unimpressed. Ian says, a meerschaum pipe, 18th century. I have three. Ben says, this box is marked Little Hunting Creek. That's what Mount Vernon was called before George Washington's family renamed it. Ian says, George Washington's pipe. And? Ben says, and it's going to lead us to the treasure. Ian says, lead us? You said the treasure would be on Charlotte. Ben says, no, I said the secret lies with Charlotte. This pipe...
Doesn't this happen later in the
movie?
Has
to be that secret. Yeah, it'll happen in the next minute.
Oh, okay.
You're right. So that's about where I was going to stop anyway. So there's a few differences there. We don't have Ian giving us all the facts about what a meerschaum pipe is, except the century that it's from. And he doesn't seem that impressed by it. But in the movie version, it seems like sort of him and Ben are sort of at least satisfied with finding it, even if they're not like ecstatic about it. I mean, Ben obviously is, but Riley seems like to be the one who's the most disappointed. But in this script, it sort of seems like Riley and Ian are equally disappointed about that they haven't found any treasure. The last thing I'll say about just sort of this whole opening part with the ship in general is that I feel like there's a ton of camera cuts and edits in the sequence with the boat, and it's just not doing any like service to the movie to have the footage be cut up that much. It seems like we're jumping all over the place in these scenes. We're only staying on camera shots for maybe 5 seconds, and it just seems like
they were anticipating how short people's attention spans were going to become.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, that's the thing, is but like, isn't that even though we have shorter attention spans now, like it doesn't make watching a scene edited like this any more enjoyable to me.
Yeah, I guess so.
What were you saying?
Well, I was just gonna say, isn't it like a thing on news shows where they like are breaking it up every 7 seconds or whatever it is? Like they're changing either camera angles or
is that what they do?
I think so.
I never heard that, but I believe you. I've just never heard anybody talk about that before. That's interesting.
Well, had this thought I'd contribute something to this minute.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to think about why they did it. I feel like they probably just did it because they made the whole movie, right? Because you make the whole first draft of the movie, and then you're like, well, this is way too huge, because that's what happens on every movie. And they're like, where can we save time? And somebody was like, oh, the ship part at the beginning of the movie, it doesn't really matter as much as these other parts in the movie, so let's just cut as much as we can. And so in order to do that, to save as much time as they could but still get the narrative across, they got to cut a ton. And I feel like that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
And it's disappointing because the beginning of the movie is what grabs your audience, right? And so if that's the part that you're going to sacrifice and for the time length of the movie, it's sort of unfortunate because you get a weaker start to the movie. Any thoughts on that? So maybe we can keep it in mind as we go. I'm going to write a note about it, but maybe as we go, we can look for parts of the movie where maybe they could have spent less time there instead of less time in the ship. Nobody can see you nodding this podcast.
Well, I don't want to keep saying yeah, so you can just cut it out.
Okay. Well, join us next time.
Thanks for listening.